姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
那像刚刚周刚弟兄所讲的，我今天要继续彼得前书。
So just like brother Dogang said, we are continuing first book of Peter.
那经文是第二章的第一到第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
那我还是请这个把经文先打出来，我们弟兄姊妹一起来念一遍。
Let's have the scriptures on the screen so that we all can read together.
那题目是向下生根，向上结果。
So our topic today to share is to grow roots downwardly and bear fruit upwardly.
那坦白地讲，这个题目花了我好多心思想出来的。
And this is reviewing my heart.
那我一会儿跟弟兄姊妹讲说为什么会起这么一个题目。
And I'm going to share it with you about why I choose this topic.
那经文在这儿，好，我们一起大声地来念一遍哈。
And let's read it together loudly.
好，二章第一节，所以你们既除去假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，国度是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。好，我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在要感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
因为你不仅在伯饼聚会当中向我们显现。
Because not only you reveal through the Lord's table.
告诉你向我们的爱永远也不改变。
And to tell us that your love never changed.
主啊，你更是每次借着我们信息的交通，告诉我们你是那位说话的神。
But also through our messages, you always tell us that you are the God who speak your will to your children.
主啊，今天当我们众人聚集在你脚前的时候，
As we all gather before your feet,
我们实在仰望你，你圣灵亲自向我们众人来说话。
May Holy Spirit speak to each one of us.
我们特别把为你讲的交在你的手中。
And we put the one who speak in your hand.
因为你知道他是不过是软弱的器皿。
Because you know he is a weak utensil.
主啊，求你亲自帮助他，让他能够说得清楚，说得明白。
And please help him so that he can give out your words clearly.
主啊，也把每一个听的弟兄姊妹也放在你的恩手当中。
And we put all the ones who's listening into your hand.
主啊，愿你圣灵借着你的话向我们说话的时候，
May your Holy Spirit speak to us.
我们众人可以在你的话语当中再次被你遇见，被你得着。
That we can be obtained by you.
求你祝福下面的时间。
And bless the following time.
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那我想我已经交通了几次彼得前书啊。
So I have shared about First Peter a few times.
那我在今天的正文之前，我们还是先有一点点的复习，先有一点的回顾。
So I want to have a little review.
那彼得写彼得前书的目的是记在彼得前书的第五章第十二节。
The purpose of Peter writing the book of First Peter is recorded in the chapter 5.
五章十二节那里面讲说，我略略的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
Verse 12, with the help of whom I regard as a faithful, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it.
这一节告诉我们彼得之所以写这封书信彼得前书的目的。
And this is telling us the goal and the purpose of Peter writing this first book of Peter.
因为当时的弟兄姊妹正是落在各样遭受各样的逼迫，落在百般的试炼当中。
Because brothers and sisters were under trials and testings.
所以彼得目的是要劝勉安慰这些在难处当中的弟兄姊妹。
So Peter wanted to write to them to comfort them and encourage them.
那他的安慰是有两点，他首先要证明这恩是神的真恩。
There are two points that he wants to show. First is to show that the grace came from God.
那第二点是劝勉弟兄姊妹不要在这恩上站立得住。
And the second point is to ask brothers and sisters to stand fast on this grace.
所以根据这两点，我们就可以把彼得前书分成两大段。
And therefore, we can separate this First Peter into two sections.
那第一大段就是彼得前书第一章第一到第十二节。
First is chapter one, verse 1 to 12.
重点是要证明这恩是神的真恩。
This is to prove that the grace is from God.
所以这十二节的重点就是告要我们看见说神所做的是什么。
So the first 12 verses is to tell us the emphasize the grace.
那第一节、第二节说到说，在父子圣灵共同的工作之下，我们可以成为被神所拣选。
And the first and second verse is mentioned about the God and the Father through the sacrifice work of the Spirit and the obedience of Jesus to help us do this work.
那一章的三节、四节告诉我们说，因着我们是被神所拣选，所以在神的大怜悯当中，更是借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3 and 4 is to tell us that in His great mercy that He has given us new birth into a living hope.
那不仅有这个活泼的盼望，还在天上给我们存留了基业。这个基业是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残。
Not only to give us the living hope, but to give us the inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade.
那在第五节里面不仅强调说这个基业是神为我们所存留的。
This verse 5 not only to say that the inheritance was saved by God for us.
那就是我们这个人也要蒙神能力的保守。
But us, the people, will be also protected.
他保守我们，确保让我们能够得着神为我们所存留的产业。
And to keep us so that we are sure to be able to inherit this.
那像我上一次讲到说，在天上神为我们存留了产业。
So in heaven, God has prepared inheritance for us.
在地上神要保守我们，让我们能够得到这个产业。
And on earth, God is going to keep us so that He can be assured that we are going to inherit it.
所以你在这里面看见有个双重的。
So you can see this double assurance.
那尽管是当时的弟兄姊妹是落在很艰难、百般的试炼当中。
Even though at that time brothers and sisters are under great persecution.
那可能很多的弟兄姊妹在难处当中根本就看不见神的同在、神的保守。
And under such a trials, a lot of brothers and sisters cannot see how God has kept them safe.
但是因着神之前所给我们一切应许，我们就可以从心里面有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
But because of the promise God has given us, that we can have this glory in our heart.
这是一章一节，六到九节告诉我。
And this is in the verse 6 to 9 had told us.
那不仅这样，为了坚固弟兄姊妹的信心，彼得特别在十到十二节里面再次强调说，这一切的福音，这一切的救恩，都是天使、先知传福音的都详细的考察过。
And to assure the salvation and this grace to us, Peter also mentioned that these are all preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.
都是确定无疑的。
And these are all for sure.
所以这一大段就证明说神的恩是真恩。
So this whole verse from chapter 1 to 12 is to tell us this is grace from God.
那从一章的十三节一直到彼得前书的结束都是第二大段。
And from 13 to the end.
那这一段的重点是从神所做的转到圣徒所做的。
Is to turn the focus from what God did to what the people did.
不仅劝勉我们要在这恩上能够站立得住。
Not only to encourage us to stand firm.
更是告诉我们这些蒙恩得救的人当如何在地上行事为人。
But also to tell us how to behave as a people saved by grace.
强调圣徒所应当尽的责任。
And to emphasize the duty of the saint.
所以这是彼得前书最简单的一个分段啊，分成两大段。
And this is how the First Peter gets separated into two sections.
那如果我们要再细分一点，把第二大段讲到说基督徒当如何行事为人的时候，我们可以把它分成三段。
So if we want to make it more detailed in this chapter 2, we can separate into what the Christian responsibilities are.
那第一段是从一章的十三节一直到我们刚刚读到的二章第十节。
And from chapter 1 to the chapter 2.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2 verse 10.
这里面是让我们看见说从耶稣基督的救恩来看我们当如何来生活。
And this is to show us how we should live as a saved by grace person.
那从二章的十一节一直到三章的十二节讲到说从耶稣基督的受苦来看我们当如何来生活。
And chapter 2 verse 11 to chapter 3, it mentioned about how we should suffer as the Christians.
那第三段是从三章十三节一直到结束，是讲说从主的再来来看我们当如何过地上的生活。
And verse 3 in chapter 3 to the end is to show how as a Christian should live before the Christ return.
所以我们今天所交通的二章一到十节就是这一段。怎么说？结束的部分。
And so, chapter 2, verse 1 to 10 is to show how Christians should be behave.
那我们之前讲说一章十三节到二十五节的时候，我们用了四个命令来概括。
So we mentioned in chapter 1 that there were four commands.
那讲到说第一个命令是说要专心盼望，这是在一章十三节告诉我们。
The first one is to tell us that we have to pay attention to God's calling.
那里面特别强调说我们的心思很重要，因为一切的开始都从我们的心思开始。
And we have to be careful with our hearts because everything started from how our heart.
所以我们要谨慎自守，我们要约束我们的心思，我们要专心盼望神救恩的成就。
And therefore we should be self-controlled and set our hope fully on the grace.
那第二个命令是讲的说要圣洁的生活，是在十四到十六节。
And verse 14 to tell us the second point is to have this obedient life.
讲到不仅我们的心思需要约束，我们日常的生活更要圣洁。
That we have to, we cannot have evil desires, and we need self-control.
因为我们所信的神是圣洁的，所以我们要过圣洁的生活，不要被罪所玷污。
Because our God is holy, and we have to live a holy life.
那第三个命令是讲说要敬畏的度日，叫存敬畏的心度在世寄居的日子。
And the third point is to have reverent fear to live our life.
前面讲说专心盼望是指到说我们对神的态度。
The first one when we say we have to pay attention, that is referred to our attitude.
那过圣洁的生活讲的是我们对自己的要求。
And to live a holy life is a requirement towards ourselves.
那这里面讲说存敬畏的心度在世寄居的日子讲的是我们对世界的态度。
And to bear reverence fear is how our attitude should be to the world.
那讲到我们的心不要被这个世界所缠累，我们过的是一个寄居的生活。
So that our life should not be bounded by the world.
那第四个命令是讲到说我们要切实彼此相爱。
And the fourth command is that we have to love each other.
那这是二十二到二十五节所告诉我们。
And that's from verse 22 to 25.
这里面重在说我们在神的家里面，在弟兄姊妹中间，我们当如何来行事为人。
And it's to tell us how to be with brothers and sisters.
那这是之前我们的回顾。
And this is our review.
那当我们今天来一起来交通二章一到十节的时候，我们也同样可以用三个命令来把这十节经文来概括起来。
And now we continue into the chapter 2, and we also have three commands.
那第一个命令是在二章的一到三节。
And the first one is chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
这里面告诉我们说要像婴孩一样追求长进。
And here it tells us that we have to be like a baby's.Craving for the spiritual milk.
第二段是从四到八节讲说要像活石一样被建造成灵宫。
As the second command is chapter 2 verse 4 to 8 is to be as a living stone.
那第三个命令是在九到十节讲说要像特使一样宣扬美德。
And the third command is to be a mission.
那我再重复一下，我们今天的十节经文可以从这三个角度三个命令来看。
So our verses today can be reviewed in these three commands.
那我们先来看第一件事情哈，像婴孩一样追求长进。
The first thing is to be like a baby to seek for growth.
那二章第一节讲到说，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵来。
Verse 1, therefore, rid yourselves with all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
那请大家特别注意哈，二章一节是一个所以来开始。
Chapter 2 started with therefore.
那所以是一个连接词，常常是用来承上启下。
So therefore is a connection word.
所以当我们提到所以的时候，我们一定想到说前面一定会有一个因为。
So before we say therefore, there must be a because.
那因为就是指说前书第一章的23-25节。
The because is in chapter 1, verse 23 to 25.
那里面讲说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有主的道是永远长存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass wither and the flowers fall, but the word of the God, of the Lord, stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you.
我们知道最起初的圣经是不分章和节的。
And we know that these are not really separated clearly.
那之所以今天我们读的圣经有章有节，是方便我们研读，方便我们能够容易记。
Now the letters that we are reading have chapters is for us to be easier to read.
所以如果我们把刚刚读的第一章的后半部分23-25节和二章的1-3节连在一起，我们很清楚的能够看见说，因为所以指的是什么。
So then if we connect the end of chapter 1 to the beginning of the chapter 2, then you will see clearly the point of because, and then afterward, therefore.
简单的就说是因为你们借着神活泼长存的道蒙了重生。
And to make it easy, we can also say, because you have been born again.
所以要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
And therefore, rid yourself with all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander.
然后是要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩一样。
And to be like a baby, craving for pure spiritual milk.
所以这里面可以很清楚让我们看见两件事情。
And here it shows us two things.
第一个讲说，所有那些要除去的。
第一个。
啊，对，让我们看见第一件事情，就是所有那些除去的，都是我们旧人所有的性情习惯。
The first thing is to see that all the things that we need to get rid of are belonging to the human nature.
那这里面他彼得特别列出五点需要除去的。
There are five things that Peter listed.
第一个就是一切的恶毒。
First is malice.
那这里面这个恶毒其实常常讲是我们心里面的，所存在的一切，外面的人是看不见的。
And this is from the bottom of our hearts that other people cannot see.
那诡诈、假善和嫉妒就是讲说我们外面行为上。
Deceit, hypocrisy, and envy are the things that we people can see.
这些是可以借着人彼此之间的交往可以感受得到的。
And you can. And the last one is slander of every kind.
这是讲说是常常是在我们言语，在我们口舌上。
And this came out from our mouth.
所以有读圣经的人讲说，这里面很清楚的看见说一个人被罪所辖制的光景。
So then the Bible can clearly show us how a person is bounded by evil.
因着他心里面已经有了这一切的恶毒。
Because the heart is full of evil.
在他外面的行为上就显现出他的诡诈、假善和嫉妒。
And therefore his behavior revealed the deceit, hypocrisy, and envy.
那他口舌上也难免要表现出这样毁谤的，说毁谤的话，说伤害的话。
And his tongue is out of control to say this slanderous word.
所以这是让我们看到第一点，是所有这些要除去的都是我们旧人的性情。
So the first thing to get rid of is what is inside us.
那第二个让我们看见的是说，每个重生得救的人都需要吃纯净的奶。
And the second point is to see that all the ones who are newly born require the pure spiritual milk.
只有这个样子，我们每个人的生命才能够长大，才能够成熟。
And only this way we can grow up.
那这个纯净的灵奶到底指的是什么呢？
So what is this pure spiritual milk?
就是我们刚刚
The living word of God.
或者换句话说，就是神自己的话，是圣经。
Or God's word himself, which is in the Bible.
这里面的灵奶那个灵字本身跟原文那个和 logos 是同一个字根呢。
The spiritual milk, spiritual, is the same word as logos.
所以这里面告诉我们，那个灵奶其实就是神自己的话。
And therefore, just say that it just means that spiritual milk is the word of God.
那这里面所强调的说，一个刚刚出生的婴孩，他如何渴慕奶
So just like a newborn baby, he craves for pure milk.
所有蒙恩得救的人就应该有同样的渴望的心来渴望神的话。
So all the people who are saved by grace should have this desire.
那这里面以致得救。
So here is a saved by grace.
它不是指说，哎呀，我们一定要这个生命长大成熟了，要达到某一个标准、某一个要求的时候，我们才能够得救。
It's not the same as, hey, I have to grow spiritually to a point so that I can be saved.
这里面讲的意思是说，当我们生命成熟到一个程度的时候，我们才能够经历神救恩的完备。
Here is just to say that as our life continue in Christ, that we can experience His salvation.
所以这里面的得救或这里面的救恩是指神那个完备的救恩。
So the salvation here is the complete salvation of God.
那同样的话，其实彼得在一章的五节已经讲过，说末世要显现的那个救恩和这里面这个得救是同一个意思。
So in chapter 5, Peter also mentioned about at the end of the world, the salvation will appear to us, and that's the same as this salvation.
所以彼得这里面是用了一个类比，用小孩子渴慕奶这件事情来类比每一个蒙恩得救。
So Peter using this parable of newborn babies as the people who are saved by grace.
当我们来读这句话的时候，我们常常会有一个错误的观念。
Sometimes we have the wrong concept.
我们以为说只有那些刚刚蒙恩得救的人，他们应该来渴慕这个灵奶，像婴孩渴慕奶一样。
We thought of it as only the newly born babies, just as the newly saved people should crave for the spiritual milk.
其实彼得这里的意思不是指那些刚刚蒙恩得救在属灵的上面是
，verse.
他是指我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
But to every single one of us who are saved.
我们每一个蒙恩得救人对神的话都应该有这样的态度。
And everyone who are saved should have this attitude.
这个态度就讲说，婴孩如何渴慕奶，我们对神的话应该有同样的态度，有同样的渴望。
And the attitude of just like a baby craving for milk.
所以这是彼得在这里面用这个类比的意思。
And so this is a parable that Peter used.
我想我们当中大部分都是父母亲，我们都知道说一个孩子是如何渴慕奶。
And as among us a lot of parents, so we know how babies crave for milk.
所以可以说一个刚刚出生的婴孩，他的眼里面只有奶，没有其他任何的东西。
So for newborn babies, there is nothing else except milk.
那可能我们做父母的，或者是就是常常很在意说孩子这个用什么样的 blanket 啊，穿什么样的衣服，是我们很在意的。
So as parents, we care about what clothes they wear and what blankets they used.
那我们常常讲说，哎呀，这个男孩为什么穿一个粉色的衣服啊
？And then the baby boy should not wear a pink.
但是你会发现说，小孩子从来没有因为他穿错了颜色衣服而大哭。
But you will see that the baby never cried because of the color.
大家都知道小孩子为什么哭啊
？And you know why they don't cry?
常常是因为他们饿了，他们需要奶的时候，他们才会哭。
The only time they cry is because they need milk.
而且你放心，他的哭一定会让父母不会忘记喂他们。
And their crying will be so hard the parents will not forget to feed them.
因为很多人都讲说新生儿都是有某种程度上的强迫症啊。
That newborn babies always have this pressure on parents.
奶对他们来讲说，他们一定得到，不得到他就不会罢休。
Milk is the only thing that they desire.
所以他们会一直哭，哭到父母必须得喂他们为止。
And crying to a point that the parents has to feed them.
哭到他们满足为止。
Feed them to a point that they are satisfied.
这是一个婴孩对奶的一个态度。
And this is the attitude for a baby towards milk.
我想问一问大家，我们对神的话有没有到这个程度
？So let me ask you, do you have the same attitude for God's word?
而且这里面，当我们看见说婴孩渴慕奶的时候，是讲说从他生命里面出来的那个需要。
And when you see baby crave for milk, it's something naturally came out of him.
所以我们其实我们对神的话的渴慕也应该是从生命里面出来的一种需要。
So our craving for God's word should also came out from our life.
不是外面。强加给我们。
It's not a pressure from outside.
也不是像我们常常像完成任务一样去来那个读神的话。
And also not to read the word because of our duties.
完全是它里面生命的必须，它要长大一定要需要神的话，需要 神话语的供应。
But because of the desire from the bottom of the heart.
那在旧约里面有两处的经文。
In the Old Testament, there are two scriptures.
第一处是在约伯记的23:12。
In the book of Job.
约伯记二十三章十二节。
chapter 23, verse 12.
那里面讲约伯说，他嘴唇的命令我未曾背弃，我看重他口中的言语过于我虚用的饮食。
I have not departed from the command of his lips. I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my daily bread.
那这里面给我们看见说约伯对神话的话语的态度。
And here it shows us the attitude of Job over to God's word.
他说我看重他口中的话语过于我虚用的饮食。
And it says that he treasured the word of his mouth more than my daily bread.
那另外一节是在诗篇的42篇第一节，我们大家都非常熟悉的。
Another verse is from Book of Psalm.
那里面讲说，神啊，我的心切慕你如鹿切慕溪水。
Lord, I desire your word just like a deer, a panther for water.
我们常常用这句话来在神面前祷告，求神也给我们一个同样切慕他话语的心。
We always pray in these verses to ask for God.
那我现在问一问大家哈，我们想一想，我们对神话语，我们真实的光景是什么样？我们对神话的态度是什么
？So let me ask you, what is your true attitude and your true condition?
我们有没有像约伯一样，有没有像这个诗篇的作者一样，对神的话有这样的渴慕
？Are we like Job, or are we like David, who has this desire of God's word?
如果我请现在弟兄姊妹给自己打分哈，从1到10，一是表明说我们对神的话没什么胃口，十是我们非常渴慕神的话，你会给自己打几分
？So if you grade yourself from 1 to 10. 1 meaning not that desire, and 10 is true, a lot desired.
从1到 10.
What would you grade yourself from 1 to 10?
我不知道我们当中有多少说我们可以给自己打分的。我不说一个，我们就说超过5分的。
Are you able to grade yourself above 5?
有多少弟兄姊妹我们可以给自己打5分？
Who can grade yourself 5 and above?
我就不请大家举手了。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand.
那刚刚周刚弟兄领会的时候，他讲到一个例子，讲说渴慕神的话，用了一个维他命的例子。
And Brother Joe just mentioned about how we crave for God's word as vitamin.
那我这里给大家举另外一个例子。
And I'll give you another example.
那曾经有一个弟兄描述说他对神的话的这个感觉哈。
That there was this brother also shared that he has this feeling about God's word.
那他每周就来教会聚会一次。
And he came to meeting once a week.
那感谢主，他去的教会的话语的供应非常的丰富。
And thank the Lord that the church he attended has abundant sharing.
那他描述就是说，每周这一次的聚会就像给车加满了油一样。
And he described it as if like coming to fuel the car.
那主。不是聚会结束以后
，After the gathering，
他就满箱的油回到世界当中。
He went back to the world full of with a tank full。
一周当中在世界上打拼。
And for the whole week he spent，
身心疲惫。
And he is tired。To the next Sunday of gathering,
几乎最后一滴油的
car with an empty tank,
然后再在主日的聚会当中再加满油
and then being refilled to full in the gathering.
那只有一周，只有这一天可以给他生命上有供应
and the whole week only this day can be a day to refill.
我不知道我们当中有没有这样的光景，我们每一次来到聚会当中，只有在聚会当中，我们才对神的话有心。
Do you have the same conditions that once a week you can only refill God's word once a week?
那当我们回到家里面的时候，圣经不摸不碰。
And there is another speaker who shared this.
他讲说，如果我们这个人啊，如果我们有几天胃口不好，吃不下去饭。
So if we have a bad appetite and cannot eat well,
我们会非常的紧张。
We will be nervous.
我们不会让这样的这个状况持续下去。
We do not want this to we'll go seek help to find what's the problem.
那他说我们很多的时候，我们对神的话，我们几天、几周，甚至几个月不读神的话，我们都习以为常。
But to God's word, sometimes a few weeks, a few months, that we never turn to God's word, and we don't see it as something wrong.
我们都不感觉说我们生命当中缺少什么。
And we don't feel that we are lack of something in our life.
所以难怪我们就像刚刚那个周刚弟兄所讲的，我们在主里面，我们一直是婴孩，一直很软弱，没有办法面对仇敌一切的攻击。
And no wonder we stay as a baby that we cannot stand firm against the enemy.
更没有办法胜过世界上一切的试探。
And we cannot overcome any testing in the world.
那第三节里面讲说，你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
And if you have tasted God's grace, then you will know.
那其实原文里面没有滋味这两个字啊。
It did not have this taste in the beginning of the in the original text.
那比较如果直译过来的话，这句话应该是你们若真的已尝过，就知道主是美善的。
Or we should be translated that if you had tasted, then you will know the Lord is good.
那这一句话是引用诗篇里面的三四篇第八节。
And it was referred in the book of Psalm.
三四篇第八节。
Verse 34, verse 8.
那这个里面的若其实不是假如假定的意思。
And this is not a hypothesis.
那这里面的若其实是既然凡事的意思。
But instead is being so.
那准确一点翻译应该是凡事尝过主自己的人都知道主的美善。
And it should be translated as whoever that has tasted will know God is good.
所以这句话告诉我们说，只要我们尝过主恩的滋味，我们一定会感觉到主的甘甜，一定会被主。自己所吸引。
And therefore, here is meaning that as long as we have tasted, then we will be attracted.
像我们常常所说的，主吸引我们，我们就快跑来跟随他。
And just like we always say that when Lord attracts us, we are going to run after Him.
那我也用一个大家比较感兴趣的一个例子来总结一下这三节经文。
So I'll give you a more living examples.
假定哈，今天这个主日聚会结束以后。一个大餐。
For example, after today's gathering, if I'm going to invite you to a very famous restaurant, French restaurant.
那我这里的假定真的是假定哈，不要当真。
And I'm only here as an example. Don't take it for real.
那我请大家想象一下，当你来到这个非常非常有名的餐厅，坐在餐桌之前的话，你想象说第一道菜给你上的是什么？
Imagine yourself sitting in this famous French restaurant. What is the first plate coming to you?
是主餐是大餐吗？
Is it going to be the entry?
当然不是，我们都知道是按照这个法国大餐的程序。
No, in the routine is not like that.
尽管我没吃过，我猜测应该是开胃菜，对不对？
It should be the appetizer.
如果你稍微品尝一点这个开胃菜，你会感觉哇，太好吃了。
And then you will see that, oh, how tasty is this appetizer?
你里面就会有一个期望出来。
And then you are going to have a hope.
你会期望说，哎呀，我要等着吃后面的大餐。
And the high hope is about the following entry.
那这里面的 appetizer， 这里面的开胃菜，就像这里面所说的，如果我们尝过主恩的滋味。
And this appetizer is just like how we had tasted God's grace.
那我们就会对主的话，对主自己生命的供应，会里面满了渴望。
Then we are going to have high hope of what's coming.
我们希望。常常能够被神自己的话所供应。
And we want to be supplied and provided by God's word.
那这里面也提醒我们，其实每当我们对神的话失去胃口的时候，我们需要什么？
And here it also reminded us that if we lost the appetite with God's word,
我们需要回想到说，我们起初领受神恩典的时候，那个救恩是何等的甘甜。
Then we have to turn back to how we first received God's word as sweet.
当我们再次回味品尝神主恩滋味的时候，我们里面对神的渴望，对神的话的渴望就会被神带起来。
As we tasted the first sweetness, then it reminds us how we should pursue God's grace.
那当我们对神的话有期望、有胃口的时候，我们所需要注意的是什么呢？
And after we have this high hope and appetite, what should we pay attention to?
当你坐在这个餐桌前等着下面的大餐的时候，你要注意什么？
When you are waiting before the table for the next entry,
就是不要被那些脏腹的、被那些不健康的东西把你的胃都填满。
That is not to allow the some junk food to fill up your stomach.
你要留空间给后面的大餐。
Leave your stomach for the following entry.
就像我们常常讲说，如果我们知道晚上有大餐的话，我们中午饭都省。
If we know the dinner time is going to have a big entry.
所以当我们在等候主大餐的之前，我们一定要把这些不健康的食物或者junk food都要除。
We'll leave our stomach.
那这里面所说的junk food就是我们刚刚二章一节所说的那些所有那些从旧造所来的性情。
And the junk food I refer to the verse 1, all these bad.
如果不把这些东西除去，我们的生命成长会受到很大的阻碍。
If these bad things from us are not cleared out, then we cannot receive the good one.
那当我们拒绝这些junk food的引诱诱惑的时候，我们就可以有足够的胃口，或者是有足够的空间来品尝，来得着神大餐的供应。
When we rejected these junk food, these bad things in us, then we will leave space for the good food.
那这个大餐就是第二节所讲的这个真正的纯净的属灵的灵奶。
And the entry is the pure spiritual milk.
只有除去，只有爱慕，只有最后真正的品尝，得着这个灵奶的供应，我们的生命才能够长进。
Only after clear out, and then a desire and to taste, then we will see the effect of this pure spiritual milk.
那求主来帮助我们，我们能够对神的话有胃口。
And may the Lord help us to have this appetite for His milk.
那我们现在来看第二段哈，讲到说如何来建造灵宫。
And let's look at the second point is to how to build this living rock.
那第二段是从第四到第八节。
From verse 4 to 8.
那特别讲说，主乃活石，故人是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
因为经上说，看了我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人，有话说匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在这道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定。
For in scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put in shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builder rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey and the message, and which is also what they were destined for.
那这里面给我们看见与前面一到三节一个完全不同的图画。
And here it shows us a totally different picture from the verse 1 to 3.
之前一到三节我们看见的是才出生的婴孩，看见奶，看见尝一尝，看见如何长大。
1 to 3, we see these new babies who how to grow.
那这几节经文让我们看见的都是石头，活石、房角石、绊脚的石头、跌人的磐石。
Verse 4 to 8, it shows us living stone, stumbling rock, and capstone.
那后面又提到灵工，提到祭司，提到灵祭。
And it talk about the spiritual work, the spiritual sacrifice.
看上去这两幅图画之间没有任何的关系。
And you don't see any connection between these two pictures.
我们会很奇怪说，彼得为什么会讲这些？为什么会讲到这里
？So why is Peter mentioning like this?
那到底他要借着这一段的描述，这个图画要告诉弟兄姊妹什么？
So this picture, how what Peter wants to show us.
其实答案就在第四和第五节。
And the answer is in chapter, in verse 4 and 5.
其实按照原文第五节的那个，你们来到主面前，应该是在第四节。
As you come to him, this is also in verse 4.
所以应该是你们来到那活石面前，他虽然被人弃绝，却是神所拣选、所宝贵的。
So verse 5 should read, as you come to him, like living stone, are being built into a spiritual house.
所以后面讲说，你们也就像活石被建造成灵宫。
And therefore, you are like a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.
所以这里面提到像活石建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，向神所愿向神献所悦纳的灵祭。
Like living stone and being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
想一想这几件事情，哪一件事情是属灵的婴孩可以做到的？
So all these things, what can a baby refer to?
没有一个婴孩是可以在圣殿里面做圣洁的祭司。
None of the babies can be a priesthood.
做不了祭司，怎么可能来献这个灵祭？
And also cannot be a spiritual sacrifice.
所以这里面给我们看见说，神的家如何才能够有这样的圣洁的祭司，需要婴孩能够长大成熟。
And therefore it shows that how in the spiritual house can a baby grow into a holy priesthood.
所以这里面给我们看见，好像第二幅图画是第一幅图画的目的。
So the second picture is to show the purpose of the first picture.
当婴孩长大成熟以后，他要做什么呢？
What should a baby grow up and to become?
他要被建造成灵宫。
Is to build into a spiritual house.
他要在神家中做圣洁的祭司。
And to be a holy priesthood.
他要向神献神所能够悦纳的灵祭。
And to be able to offer spiritual sacrifices.
说这里面好像到第三节，这个婴孩让我们看见说，我们个人需要在神的话语上，在神的家中能够成熟，能够长大。
And therefore, from verse 1-3, it's like a baby.And to grow into the verse 4 and 5.
那第二个图画是让我们看见说，作为一个团体，我们在神的家中如何被神建造起来。
And the next thing is collectively, what should we be built up to?
但这个团体的建造一定是要在个人的成熟长大的根基。那当我们。
And after we understand the connection, then we can look at what is precious cornerstone.
Living stone.
What is living stone?
那彼得看似很喜欢用活这个字。
Peter liked to use this word living.
那在第一章里面他讲到说活泼的盼望，那个讲是 the living hope.
In chapter 1, he mentioned about living hope.
那一章二十三节里讲说神活泼长存的道，讲到是 the living word of God.
And verse 23 of chapter 1, he mentioned about living and enduring word of God.
说当讲说主是活石的时候，这里面不仅表明说耶稣是永生神的儿子，他有神永远的生命，有神性。
And not only to say that Jesus is the Son of God, but also a living and enduring word of God.
更是强调耶稣他是道成肉身人子的那一位。
But also emphasize that.Jesus has come to word. He has this resurrected life.
那石头或者是磐石，其实在圣经里面也常常代表拯救。
And stone also always referred as salvation in the Bible.
诗篇里面有好多的地方讲到说耶和华是我的磐石，我的救赎主。
In the book of Psalm, it also mentioned about the Jehovah is my
我的救赎者 Savior.
It's my Savior and my stone.
这里面不仅讲到说是代表拯救，也代表说生命的供应。
And not only represents the Lord, but also represents His provision.
旧约里面讲到说，摩西击打磐石，就流出生命的泉源。
Old Testament also mentioned about Moses hit the rock and run out of living water.
那保罗也曾经描述我们的主耶稣是那个灵磐石。
And Paul also referred Jesus as the living stone.
那这里面告诉我们说，第一点告诉我们说，主是这个活石。
And here it mentioned that Lord is the living stone.
那后面六到七节告诉我们说，他还是房角的头块石头，是房角石。
And it also referred him as the cornerstone.
今天我们好像对房角石没有什么概念。
We might not understand the importance of cornerstone nowadays.
那据说在古代建筑的结构当中，房角石是最最重要的一件事。
But in the old time, the cornerstone is the most important piece of stone.
那它是整个的根基，那常常是整个建筑当中最大最重的那块石头。
And it's the base of the foundation, the biggest stone.
那一旦这个房角石确定以后，整个建筑的走向方向也都确定。
Once the cornerstone is set, the whole building is built on it.
所以有人讲说，如果房角石偏了，整个建筑就都偏了。
So if the cornerstone tilted, then the whole building tilted.
所以这面告诉我们说，耶稣是房角石。
And here it says Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
那尽管他在世上被世人所弃绝，被钉在十字架上的时候，但他却是神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Even though he was rejected, but he is the most precious stone.
那不仅彼得在这里面有这样的教导，其实保罗在保罗书信里面有同样的教导。
Not only Peter mentioned about this, but also Paul, he also has the same teaching.
那在哥林多前书三章十一节。
First Corinthians.
三章十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
那里面特别讲到说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
那这里面其实别的根基或者那个根基房角石就是耶稣基督。
So this foundation, cornerstone, is Jesus Christ.
第二段。并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone, in him the whole building is joined together and rise to become a holy temple in the Lord, and in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
所以这里面可以很清楚地看见，其实彼得也好，保罗也好，他们的教导都是一样。
So no matter Peter or Paul, they have the same teaching.
强调的说，主耶稣不仅是教会的根基，他也是教会的元首。
They emphasize that Jesus is the foundation of church and also the head and chief.
他是我们教会全体的救主。
He is the savior for all.
所以后面讲说，因着他是活石，所以我们这些来到他面前呢，也就像活石一样。
And because he is the living stone, then we come before him as a living stone as well.
这里特别强调说，我们之所以能够像活石，是因为与他的生命有连接，是因为来到他的面前。
And here he mentioned that we can be living like a living stone is because we are connected to him.
就像有人常常拿太阳和月亮做例子。
And just like when we refer to sun and moon.
太阳是发光的，月亮是不发光的。
Sun shined, moon does not shine by itself.
在晚上的时候，我们之所以能够看见月亮，完全是因为月亮所反射的太阳的光。
And night we can see moon because of the reflection of the sunlight.
那这里面讲到说，之所以我们能够像活石，其实完全是因为我们从神那里，从耶稣那里得到了属他的生命。
And in the same way, we can be living like a living stone because we receive the life of Christ.
因着我们与他的生命性情有份，我们才能够像活石。
And because we are related to his life and nature, then we can be part of it.
那我们看完主像活石，我们再看看说什么是灵宫哈。
And then afterwards, we look at what is spiritual house.
很清楚的，这里面告诉我们，灵宫就是教会。
Spiritual house is church.
那主是方角石，主是教会的根基。
Christ is the cornerstone. He is the foundation of church.
那我们众圣徒是互相联络，被建造，成主的圣殿。
On all the saints are being connected and be built.
为的是神可以借着圣灵能够居住在这个圣殿里。
And for the purpose for allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell in this spiritual house.
所以这里面再次强调说，这是从一个团体的角度来看说神建造的工作。
And therefore the work is being looked at it as collective work.
我们可以看说神建造教会也好，建造灵宫有几个特点。
And then we can see a few characteristics.
第一个讲说一定要是活的，不能是死的。
First is to be a living, it's not dead.
讲到我们每个人的生命都要与神有直接的联系。
That our life has to be connected with God, with the Lord.
第二个讲到是石头不是砖。
And the second is a stone, not a rock, not a brick.
我们都知道石头和砖最大的区别是石头是神所造的，砖是人所做的。
So we know the difference between stone and brick. Stone is from nature, made by God, and brick is made by man.
表明在神的这个在教会的建造当中，不能有人手的工作。
So in the building of church, we cannot be having man-made things in it.
那第三个讲到是属灵的，是金银宝石的建造，不是草木和秸的建造。
And the third is mentioned about it's being made with precious stone and precious stones being made with precious stones, not hay and grass.
那最后一点特别强调说，我们是团体在一起被主建造联络的合适。
And then we are being built up collectively and connected by God.
那我们不仅仅每个人我们是 建造灵宫的材料，这里面特别告诉我们说，我们每个人更是圣洁的祭司。
Not only we are the material to be built, being used, but we are also the spiritual priesthood, holy priesthood.
我们是从世界当中被分别出来，可以侍立在神的面前来侍奉他的。
We were sanctified from the word and to be used to serve him.
那这里面讲说，教会不仅仅是灵宫，还是祭司。
So church is not just only spiritual house, but also priesthood.
教会是一群祭司的集合。
A church has a group of priesthood collectively gathered.
就像有人讲说，我们的主耶稣不仅仅是房角石，还是天上的大祭司。
And just like we say, our Jesus Christ is not only the cornerstone, but also the high priest in heaven.
那教会从这个角度来讲，也不仅是灵宫，是一个祭司的国度，是一个祭司的集合。
And therefore, church is not only a spiritual house, but also a gather of the holy priesthood.
我们都知道，在旧约的时候，不是每个人都可以做祭司的。
We know in the Old Testament, not everyone can be priest.
唯有亚伦的后裔才可以有资格做祭司。
Only the descendant of Aaron can be priest.
那同样在新约的时代，也不是人人都可以做祭司的。
And in the New Testament, not everyone can be priest.
唯有那些蒙耶稣基督宝血所买赎的人，这些人才能够有资格做神的祭司。
Only those being bought by Jesus Christ's precious blood can be priesthood.
说讲到祭司侍立在神的面前来服侍神，不仅是人的一个责任。
So setting up priests to serve God is not just a duty of men.
更是神给我们的一个特权。
But a privilege of men.
那这些祭司要做什么呢
？So what should these priests do?
那这些祭司要献灵祭。
And the priest has to offer spiritual sacrifice.
那我们知道旧约的时候，旧约祭司所献的是牛羊等物。
We know in the Old Testament, the spiritual sacrifices are the goat and
那我们今天我们这些新约的祭司所需要献的是什么
？So the in the New Testament, what should we offer?
如果我问大家说，我们能够有什么东西可以献给神的
？And what can we offer to God?
我们可能想到的第一处的经文是在罗马书十二章第一节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 12.
第一节那里面讲说我们要把身体献上
That we are going to give ourselves as the sacrifice.
那十二章第一节说所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
Therefore I urge you brothers in view of God's mercy to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act.
所以这里面告诉我们，这个我们可以把自己的身体当作活祭，像这是灵祭的第一个。
So we can the first thing we can offer is our body as living sacrifices.
那同样，请那个大家看说希伯来书十三章十五到十六节。
Book of Hebrew.
十三章十五到十六节
，Chapter 13，
那里面也告诉我们有两样灵祭是我们今天新约的祭司可以献的。
There are two sacrifices that we can give nowadays.
希伯来书十三章十五到十六节
，Verse 15 to 16，
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。只是不可忘记行善和耶稣的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦。
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips, and confess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
所以这里面讲到说有一个灵祭叫颂赞的祭。
So there is this spiritual offer, which is the sacrifice of praise.
我们每个主日在伯饼聚会当中来赞美我们主的时候。
As we praise our Lord during our Lord's table.
我们有声无声的祷告
，Our prayer with voice and no voice，
把我们心里面的颂赞归给神
，To give our praise to our Lord，
这是这里面所讲的灵祭
，And that is referred to here as sacrifice of praise。
我们这么做是神所喜悦
，And how we do this is satisfying to God。
说我岔出去说一点点
，And let me also mention this。
盼望说在伯饼聚会当中，我们能够有更多的弟兄姊妹能够愿意来祷告。
And during the Lord's table, I hope more brothers and sisters can open their mouth to pray.
因为这一节很清楚地告诉我们说，我们这些新约的祭司、蒙恩得救的人，我们当以嘴唇的果子，当以颂赞来献给他。
Because this verse is to tell us that we should give sacrifice of praise using our word.
那第二个灵祭是讲说行善和捐书的事。
And the second sacrifice is to do good.
那我们这么做也是讨神喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to God.
那最后一处经文是在罗马书十五章。
From
十五章十六节。
Verse 15.
十五章十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
说是我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
To be the minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles with the priesthood duty of proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
那这里面也提到一个祭，还讲到说传福音所结的果子，所献上的外邦人。
So here is another sacrifice, which is the Gentiles.
当我们传福音有不信主的人蒙恩得救以后，这就是献给神，是蒙神悦纳的灵祭。
When we proclaim the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles will accept God, that is one of the offering.
所以从这几以出经文来看啊，灵祭其实是指说，不仅我们这个人，我们的生活，我们的侍奉，都是我们在神面前所要献上的灵祭。
So the spiritual offerings is not just ourselves, but also our living.
那我最后强调的一点说，这一切之所以能够蒙神悦纳，是因为借着耶稣基督。
And let me emphasize that all of these were pleasing to God is because it all done through Christ Jesus.
如果在耶稣基督以外，我们没有什么东西是可以献给神的，也没有什么东西是可以被神所接受、所接纳、所喜悦。
Outside of Jesus Christ, there is nothing will please the Lord and accepted by the Lord.
所以这里面要我们看见，不仅我们蒙恩得救要靠着耶稣基督，就是我们得救之后，我们还要靠着耶稣基督。
And therefore, I emphasize here that we can be saved because of Jesus Christ.
现在几点了？那我记得这个江弟兄曾经以前举过一个例子。
There is this example told to us by Brother Kong.
他讲说，人在那个重生得救之前，我们常常跟他传福音说，你不需要死，耶稣基督已经为你的罪死了。
And he said, we always spread the gospel to tell them that you don't need to die because Christ has died for you.
那当我们相信福音、接受福音以后，神又告诉我们说，你也不需要活。
And after we believe in the gospel, then God told us that we don't need to live.
因为耶稣基督替你活。
Because Jesus has lived for you.
那这里面也其实强调告诉我们说，我们不仅在得救是靠着耶稣基督的恩典，我们服侍神，我们每一天的生活都是靠着神的恩典。
And therefore, here it also saying that when we serve the Lord, we also served because of Jesus Christ.
如果没有在耶稣基督里面，没有一件事情是神所悦纳。
If it's not in Jesus Christ, nothing is acceptable.
那二章的六到八节，彼得引用了三处的旧约的经文。
Chapter 2, verse 6 to 8.
强调的是告诉我们说，耶稣基督不仅是神所拣选的、神所宝贵的房角石。
Emphasize that not only Jesus is the precious cornerstone chosen.
更是提醒说，我们每个人面对耶稣基督，我们都有两个选择。
And it also mentioned to us that we have two choices before the Lord.
那讲到第一个选择就是信靠他的，就以他为宝贵。
The first is to believe in him.
那些不信他、弃绝他的，就因他而半跌。
And the second one is to reject him.
那这里面讲说，特别是第二章第七节里面讲说，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵。
Verse 7, now to you who believe, the stone is precious.
我们都是信他的人。
We are the one who believe.
我们有多宝贵我们的主。
Have we precious our Lord?
据说是斯布珍在他十六岁的时候，他第一次传道，向几个在乡村向几个乡下人讲道的时候。
And there was this missionary who spread the gospel in a village.
他有用的经文就是二章第七节的前半部分。
And he used chapter 2 verse 7.
那他讲说，除了这段经文，他感觉他的经。如果他不讲到耶稣基督的宝贵，没有任何其他可说的。
and he said that he can only talk about how precious is Jesus Christ. There is nothing else he can talk about.
那我们另外很熟悉的经文就是保罗所说，他以万事都为粪土，以认识耶稣基督，认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And just like Paul also said, only Jesus is precious. Everything else is just garbage.
我们这些
believers, how precious we take His word.
我先不说说我们为着主的缘故，丢弃万事。
Let's not talk because that we have for we have to forgo everything because of the Lord.
因为肯定做不到的。
Because we might not be able to do that.
但我可以问问我们自己。
But we should ask ourselves.
我肯不肯
word because of the Lord.
我愿不愿意多付一点代价来跟随我们的主。
Am I willing to pay more price to please the Lord?
那求主来帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
我们看来最后一段。
And the last verse.
第九到第十节。这里面特别讲到说，唯有你们才是被拣选的族类，是有尊尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Verse 9 and 10, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
这里的唯有你们是一个很原文里面很强烈的一个字。
So there is this word being emphasized.
表明这些人或者是基督徒是一群很特别的人，是被神特别选出来的人。
To say that the Christians, the believers are the chosen people.
在旧约里面，以色列民曾经被描述为那独居的民，不列在万民之中。
The Israelites in the Old Testament was being described as the only people.
是因着他们与世人有迥然不同的这个生活习惯，有不同的性情。
They are lonely people because they are different culturally and living style.
那这里面告诉我们说，新约里面蒙恩得救的基督徒也是一群很特别的人。
So in the New Testament, also mentioned the Christians are different people.
它这里面列了四点。
And it mentioned 4 points here.
那有被拣选的族类、君君的祭司、圣洁的国度、属神的子民。
Chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation, people belonging to God.
这是神所给我们的一个新的一个身份啊。
This is the new status God has given us.
那不仅强调说我们是神国度的子民，被神所拣选，我们更是他的儿女。
Not only to say that we are chosen people, a royal priesthood, but we are also children of God.
这是我们接受主以后神所赐给我们的身份。
And this is the new status God has given us.
同时他也赐给我们一个荣耀的地位。
And he also gives us a glory status.
这个地位就是君尊的祭司。
And that is the holy priesthood.
就像一个不恰当的比方，就原来我们是乞丐的人，今天却可以成为王子。
We were beggars, but now we are princes.
可以成为皇亲国戚。
That we can be loyal people.
那旧约的时候，其实君王和祭司是两个不同的职分，是分开的。
So in the Old Testament, the priest and king are two different positions.
在这里面，我们就看见说，神同时把这两个职分都加给我。
But here we see that God has given us these two positions to us.
讲到祭司是祭司代表万物来侍奉神。
Priesthood represents to serve the Lord.
讲到君王是讲到说我们替神来管理一切，管理万物。
Royal is to represent, representing God to govern the world.
所以祭司和君王，其实神在具体出的时候已经把这个祝福赐给我们的始祖亚当和夏娃。
So the blessings from God already given to Adam and Eve.
神让他们来服侍他。
God wants them to serve him.
神也给他们权柄，让他们来管理神所造的一切。
God also gave them the authority to rule the world.
很可惜，因为始祖犯罪了，亚当夏娃失去了这一切。
Unfortunately, they sinned and they lost their status.
但是在神救恩的计划里面，神又把我们恢复到这样的光景的里面。
But in God's salvation plan, He restored us into this status.
把君君祭司这个荣耀的地位再赏赐给我们。
And to give us again this royal priesthood status.
那最后一节讲说，你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未蒙连续，现在却蒙。连续。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people.
这里给我们看见一个对照，就是从前和现在。
So we see the comparison between the past and now.
从前我们的人是与基督无份无关的人。
Once we were not related to God.
那讲到说我们在以色列的国民以外，在神所应许的诸约上无份无关，是局外人，活在地上没有指望。
That we are no hope in the world because we are out of His promise.
那今天我们却是蒙了连续的人。
But we are now people of God with mercy.
是因为耶稣基督的宝血，使我们这些原本远离神的人能够得与神亲近。
Because of Jesus' precious blood, we are able to get close to God.
给我们看见神不仅把一个新的身份，把一个新的地位赐给我们。
Not only God gave us a new life, but also a new status.
神还给我们一个新的使命。
And God gave us a new mission.
这个使命就是宣扬他的美德。
That is to spread His gospel.
向世人见证我们这些人如何是出死入生，如何出黑暗入光明。
To testify to the worldly people how we live, we become living and we come out of darkness.
神把一个使命，把一个托付放在每一个人的身上，放在每一个教会的身上。
God gave this mission to every single one of us and the churches.
就是让我们能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
So that we can be testifying God who came to earth.
有的时候我都感觉挺为神担心的。
Sometimes I worry for God.
想想我们自己的光景是何等软弱。
To see how weak we are.
今天神把这么大的一个托付，这么大的一个使命放在我们身上的时候。
God gave us such a big mission.
有想过我们的一言一行都表明了我们身后耶稣基督我们救主的这个生命性情。
That we are revealing His life through our word and our behavior.
那志雄曾经有一本书叫《活得精彩》。
There was one person who lived.
他在那里面讲了一段话。
And he said.
他说我们周围的人，可能我们的工作的同事，我们的朋友，可能一辈子都没有读过圣经。
People around us, our coworkers, our fellow people may not read the Bible in their life.
可能是他没有机会读，可能是他们不愿意读。
Maybe they never have the chance, or maybe they did not want to.
但是神今天把他们摆在你和我的旁边。
But today they put God put them around us.
他们有机会来读你，来读我。
That they have chance to read you and me.
来读从我们生命当中所发表出来的性情。
And to read the message came out of your life.
那他能这些朋友能够从我们身上读到什么呢？
And what can these friends read?
能不能从我们的身上感受到说我们所信的神是什么样的一位神？
Have they been able to feel the God that you believe in?
能不能从我们的身上能够体会到耶稣基督生命的美丽？
Are they able to experience the Spirit of God through you?
我们每个人都是，这里面讲，我们每个人都是神的特使。
And every one of us is the missionary for God.
当神有这么大的一个计划，让我们从一个属灵的婴孩一点一点长大，一点一点可以成为他自己的见证的时候。
God has this big plan for the baby to grow to become testimony of God.
我们有没有为我们的一言一行能够求神保守我们，能够不让他的名受羞辱？
Did we pray enough for God not to be shamed by our word or our deed?
我想靠着我们自己，我们可能都感觉说这个担子太重，过于我们所能承受。
Sometimes we feel this yoke is too heavy.
但这就是神在你在我身上这个美好存传善良可喜悦的旨意。
But this is the good will of God on us.
靠着我们自己，我们是根本做不到。
Depending on ourselves, we cannot do it.
但是我们要相信圣经里面讲说，神一切的应许在耶稣基督里都是是。
But we have to believe in the verse that God has told us that in Him, everything is yes.
当我们愿意把我们自己摆在神的计划当中
，When we are willing to let ourselves be in His plan,
让他的工作可以成就在我们身上的时候。
So that to allow His work to accomplish on us,
我们就可以显出这样的光景。
And then we can reveal this condition.
就可以结出这样的果子。
And we can bear the fruit.
求神帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在要感谢你在我们身上有这样的恩典。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us this mercy and grace.
主啊，你不仅要救我们。
Not only you want to save us.
而且你是让我们能够长大成熟。
But you want us to grow and mature.
你把这么荣耀的使命托付给我们。
And you give us this glorious mission.
主啊，实在是超出我们 所能明白的。
And surpass what we can understand.
是吧？尽管我们在这样的交通里面，我们还是承认我们所能交通的是非常的有限。
And this fellowship we have is very limited.
求主继续祝福你自己的话。
And may you bless your own words.
主啊，让我们真是在你自己的恩典，在你自己的旨意里面，我们能够愿意与你同行。
In your grace and your will, that we are willing to walk with you.
让我们里面能够对你自己、对你的话能够更加有胃口。
So that we have more appetite about your word.
让我们能够成熟长大，可以被建造成灵宫。
That we can grow and mature and to be built as the spiritual house.
更帮助我们个人，帮助我们教会成为你自己的见证。
Help us individually and also collectively in the church.
我们是在仰望主，求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We look upon you in Christ Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. Amen. 谢谢。